Robert Mugabe, the 78-year-old ruler of Zimbabwe, will attempt to extend his 22-year grip on power in a presidential election this weekend. The contest comes amid an economic meltdown and a raging AIDS epidemic, and the opposition candidate is presenting President Mugabe with his most formidable challenge yet. This weekend, most foreign election monitors are banned, army loyalists are in charge of the vote count, and concern is mounting that Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party are fixing the vote and inviting civil unrest. From Johannesburg, NPR's Judy McCarthy reports.
On the eve of the presidential election, the South African Mail and Guardian headline warns Zimbabwe on a razor edge. Robert Mugabe has placed the Zimbabwean army on high alert, and his government refuses to disclose how many ballots have been printed. They've cut the number of polling stations in urban opposition strongholds, and human rights groups report that many members of the Movement for Democratic Change, the main opposition, have been burned out of their homes. Mualetse Mbeke of the South African Institute for International Affairs says that the ruling ZANU-PF party and Mugabe are waging a planned campaign of intimidation.
He has put in place an infrastructure to perpetuate violence against the electorate. And they have made a decision that they must stop at nothing to ensure that they win the election.
The government rejects allegations of vote rigging made by supporters of opposition candidate Morgan Tsvangirai, who has proven to be a durable contender, 30 years Mugabe's junior. Tsvangirai did not fight in the war for independence that made Mugabe a hero, but represents what one analyst called a new generation of strong trade union leaders. Despite strict new regulations on voting, Tsvangirai is confident Zimbabweans will deliver the opposition to power and change to the country.
It doesn't matter how many obstacles Mugabe puts in the way of the people's will to have change. They will have it. It doesn't matter whether he's going to refuse to accept the outcome. The will of the people shall prevail.
The international community outside Africa has lined up against the aging Robert Mugabe. In turn, he's heaped scorn on the United States and the EU for the sanctions imposed on him and his top advisors. At a rally this week, Mugabe urged Zimbabweans to defend their sovereignty against foreign meddling and dismissed his rival Tsvangirai as a puppet of the former colonial ruler Britain.
He's going to fall. I have a fall and a real dramatic fall here.
Mugabe has also singled out Zimbabwe's white community, which makes up less than 1% of the population. A few thousand white farmers own most of the arable land. Mugabe has tacitly encouraged veterans from the War for Independence to invade white-owned farms and has opened a racial wedge in the country. Stephen Friedman of the Center for Policy Studies says racial resentment is a feature of politics across the continent.
The way people vote is very much determined by their race and their identity and their background, etc. But I think that people pretty soon are able to make pretty smart distinctions about what's important in this context and what isn't. And I think that the grassroots people in Zimbabwe have done that.
The farm invasions have also contributed to Zimbabwe's drastic agricultural decline. A country self-sufficient 2 years ago is on the verge of its first famine. Analyst Mualetse Mbeke says the accelerated slide also steps up squabbling among Mugabe cronies.
As the economy slides downwards, the revenue that the government has also gets smaller. And so the elite starts to exclude people from that revenue. So it starts fighting amongst itself. It leaves Zimbabwe where Africa has been for the past 40 years.
Human rights groups say the election is already too tainted to be free and fair. Witnesses in Harare report unusually heavy movements of troops and military vehicles today. Perhaps the most the Movement for Democratic Change can hope to achieve is the distinction of waging the most competitive election Zimbabwe has seen since independence a generation ago. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Johannesburg.